Hill. A coalition of 37 civil society organizations, CSOs, has called for an independent, transparent and accountable process in amending Zambia's constitution. While commending President Hakainde Hichilema for establishing a technical working group to lead consultations on constitutional reforms, the CSOs have emphasized that government has a critical responsibility to adequately fund the process while ensuring the full operational independence of the committee. Speaking on behalf of 37 CSOs, Chapter 1 Foundation Executive Director Josiah Kalala has called for the publication of clear and accessible terms of reference to define the committee's mandate and reporting structure. Mr. Kalala has stressed that the committee must be empowered to conduct broad and inclusive consultations, enabling the meaningful participation of all Zambians, including women, youth, persons with disabilities, and rural communities. He has added that a credible constitutional reform process requires a well-defined and inclusive roadmap developed and agreed upon by a wide range of stakeholders before the committee begins its substantive work.
The committee must be empowered to consult as representatively as possible, ensuring the meaningful participation of all Zambians, including women, youth, and persons with disability and rural communities. We urge members of the committee to approach this task with the integrity required of national duty, setting aside all personal interests and ambition, political and other biases, to focus solely on the best interests of Zambia and its people. 3. A clear roadmap for meaningful consultations and a durable constitution.
The Community Action Against Corruption, CAAC, has welcomed the sentencing of former Zambia Revenue Authority Commissioner General Kingsley Chanda to 6 years imprisonment, along with his co-accused Callistus Kauma, who received a 9-year sentence for willfully failing to follow proper procedures in the disposal of motor vehicles from ZRA. CAAC Chief Executive Officer Brighton Tembo has, however, issued a stern warning that if the current status quo persists, the eventual downfall of many leaders within the current regime and their affiliates could be even more severe than what befell Mr. Chanda and Mr. Kauma. Mr. Tembo has alleged that several individuals in the current administration and their associates would already be in prison alongside Mr. Chanda and Mr. Kauma if the Anti-Corruption Commission, Drug Enforcement Commission, and the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions applied the law equally. He has accused these institutions of selectively enforcing the law and turning a blind eye to numerous cases of alleged corruption.
We welcome the conviction of former ZRA Commissioner General Ingrid Chanda and his co-accused Callistus Kauma to 6 years and 9 years imprisonment with hard labor for willfully failure to follow procedure in the disposal of motor vehicles at ZRA. That is welcome, but that does not mean that as an organization we support the current selective corruption fight where the Anti-Corruption Commission, Drug Enforcement Commission, and now the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions, they have lost interest in seriously pursuing possible corruption cases obtaining in the current regime that are systematically delayed for reasons known to themselves.
The Patriotic Front, PF Central Committee, has declared the purported Tonse List Expanded Council of Leaders as illegal and of no effect. This follows a Central Committee meeting yesterday, which was chaired by Acting Party President Given Luwinda, flanked by National Chairman Emmanuel Mpakata, National Chairlady Mulenga Kampamba, Chairperson for Legal George Chisanga, and Secretary General Raphael Nakachinda, among others. In a communique, PF Secretary General Raphael Nakachinda says only him or the duly recognized Tonse Alliance chairperson may convene or authorize any Tonse Alliance meeting involving PF members. He said any meeting not called through these channels is deemed illegal and all PF members are prohibited from attending. Mr. Nagachinda said the Central Committee also approved the appointment of a special committee to visit the family of the late 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu to update the former First Family on the progress made towards the forthcoming General Conference and to reaffirm the party's continued respect for the legacy and leadership of the late President. Zambia Police Service, in collaboration with the Zambia Railways Limited, ZRL, police, has apprehended 8 suspects in connection with the theft of railway and wagon materials belonging to ZRL in Ndola's Chipulukusu area. The suspects, who are employees of a named multi-purpose cooperative contracted by ZRL to carry out track maintenance and rolling stock works, have since been charged with theft by servants, contrary to the laws of Zambia. During the joint security operation, a truck registration number BAL7471, loaded with rail and wagon materials belonging to a named company which deals in scrap metal, was impounded. The coordinated effort between the two institutions led to the successful recovery of several railway and wagon parts and the apprehension of a scrap metal buyer, a Zambian identified as Heads Musata of Pamozi Overspill, and a juvenile aged 14 of Chipulukusu, who have been turned into state witnesses to assist in the ongoing investigations. Speaking on the matter, ZRL Managing Director Engineer Cuthbert Malindi has commended the swift action by both the Zambia Police and ZRL Police, emphasizing that the company has adopted a zero-tolerance policy towards theft and vandalism of railway property. Constitutional lawyer John Sangwa says the country must take full financial responsibility for its democratic processes, particularly during elections. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Mr. Sangwa has cautioned against the reliance on international funding for political campaigns, warning that such dependence threatens national sovereignty. He has urged political parties and civil society organizations to develop sustainable, locally driven fundraising models to minimize foreign influence in Zambia's political affairs. Mr. Sangwa has also called on citizens to vote only for leaders who show a genuine commitment to upholding the Constitution, stressing that constitutional respect is the foundation of a functional and accountable democracy.
If I get $1 million from somebody, which I wouldn't touch, the problem is that that person owns me, and I'll have to find a way to be able to pay back that money. Now, the problem is that once you have collected money like that, you're already captured before you have even started work. So it is important that Zambians be able to fund this, and it's possible. It is possible to fund it. You know, I gave an example. First of all, the price, somebody came to me and said, do you know that it's very expensive to run a campaign in Zambia? And I said, well, I don't know. What do I need? I said, well, I need minimum $5 million. And I said, oh, very simple. Assuming that is the correct figure, all what I need to do is that if I'm able to persuade 1 million Zambians to give me 100 kwacha each, I'll have 100 million kwacha.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, the United Bank for Africa, UBA, says the bank is leveraging digital technology to transform its operations and position itself as a leading financial gateway across Africa. Speaking during the official opening of a banking and finance media training program, UBA Chief Executive Officer Chinedu Obeta has emphasized UBA's commitment to using innovation to facilitate trade and strengthen its global presence. He explained